Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about proposals.
Yes.
And normally this show would only take bad ones, but we'll take good ones too. If you had a proposal that went swimmingly, it was gorgeous, he did all the right things and people parachuted in and angels came down from on high. Mm-hmm. And
I literally just saw one on social media.
Okay.
That made me cry.
What happened?
It was the most...
Are you
going to
cry talking about it?
No.
Oh.
But it is like what I would want. It's the most simple proposal. They were in like the backyard of a house.
Oh.
And the entire family and friends were upstairs just looking out like one window, just all together. They're crying.
And she didn't know.
She didn't know. And so they like
came
inside.
That could go real good or real, real bad.
Why?
Because if she says no, then your whole family's watching.
If you're proposing, you need to know that the other person is saying yes.
I like the danger factor.
Mm-mm. Okay. Two divorces. Yep. Got it.
Once a week. Gotta throw it out there. Ask somebody.
Random stranger. Hello. Your whole family's right behind you.
It was just so wholesome. They were so happy for the couple. And like it literally brought
me
to tears.
So she thought it was just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
He proposes. She says yes. And then all of a sudden there's a cheer from upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
And
gorgeous.
Like the extra work of... He knew that this was going to mean a lot to her. So let me invite all of your best friends, all of your family, all of my family, and we can celebrate together. It's so good.
Okay, I like that one. What about this one? You're out on a hunt with your man, and he bags his first moose.
Yeah.
And then when you come up on the dead moose, he's already down on his knees, and he hands you a ring.
The moose does?
Hey, Rocky. Yes. No, he hands her, she's happy. They'd been together for like 6 years.
And they hunt together all the time, right?
They do.
Okay.
They share that hobby.
If that's where, because weren't you just happy the other day about some couple who was at Aldi or somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they went to Aldi on their first date. And so then they took their engagement photos there. He didn't propose there, but engagement photos. It's fun.
See, that's the kind of thing I think is stupid. But if you're, I don't know, if there's a moose bleeding out underneath your feet while you're, and she loved it. Mm-hmm. If, here's the thing.
Now haul it back, honey.
If it nails you, then it's good.
Yes, I agree.
Right, but if
what like happens though if he like didn't get the moose?
Then I don't think he would have done.
You don't think so?
I don't know. You're not going to miss a shot and then go, since I missed that shot, let me take this shot. No, you got to.
That might be clever.
It's clever, but it's stupid.
You're nailing it, though, I think, because I see a lot of like the Jumbotron proposals. And to me,
she's not even into sports.
It feels like this is what the guy wants to do. Yes. It's like, I want to do it at the.
I'm just saying that sometimes when you see them and they go
you're
badly.
You're assuming.
Of course.
Rude.
I'm just saying, like, more often than not, in my experience with women, and yes, I've proposed and gone through fruition more than once, that's not their jam. Sport, even
because those are the women that you look for.
Right, but
none of the people that you have dated or married seem to have been in sports.
Oh God, no.
Interested in them.
My ex-wife was way more into football than I was. She's like winning fantasy football.
Then you should have proposed at a game and maybe you'd be together still.
We were going to do proposal stories, but I've lost the will to do the show. If you've got a good proposal or a bad proposal, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's our phone number. That's also the Berg Simpson text line. Do either one. Call us, text us.
Well, even not necessarily sports, even if you're not sure that your bride-to-be would like to be proposed in front of a bunch of people.
Publicly.
Republicly, yeah. Like this guy, the guy did it on the plane. He recreated the scene from The Wedding Singer where he pulls out the little guitar and they're just on a full flight, a plane full of people.
I was confused by that one because how do you sneak a guitar on? But then I saw the picture. It wasn't a guitar. Like he just snuck a ukulele.
A little, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But
okay.
It's still.
And maybe she loved it, but if she's like, I would really like this to be a personal moment between the two of us.
Well, especially because there's like flash mobs or whatever. But then as everyone can disperse, you're not stuck in a flying tube for the next 8 hours together.
True, yeah.
Have you seen the ones, like anytime we've talked about proposals, these are the ones that get me to cry every time, where they like go to a movie together.
Oh, yeah.
And then the trailer for the movie before is like, in a world where Jenny meets Tom. And it's like, wait, that's my name and your name. And then all their memories are on the screen and somebody's shooting it stealth-like from the side.
And then there's family and friends in the theater behind him and they didn't know.
And it's just like, she just keeps looking over him going like, Jesus H, this is our, like, oh, it makes me, like,
yeah.
Because some of them, they don't even use memories. They use like actors that kind of look like them. So it's like, this is literally replaying our like life story. This is like,
what is going on? Yeah.
And like, we met at Chili's.
And then I've seen one where it's animated. It's like, it looks like a Disney movie.
Oh, really?
Of them meeting each other.
That's so killer.
Yeah. I think that's the one where like the friends and family were in the theater.
And then the lights come up and it's like, will you marry me? And it's like,
so cute.
And it's like, mom, dad, ow!
Okay. I actually really just wanted to watch Transformers, so can we get on with that? Or
let me just say this. We've said most of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a great one, we will take good proposals.
Yeah.
But you know what wins on this show. If you want to win the hearts and minds of Slacker, Tiak, and Aaron, it's got to be a pretty bad proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Proposal stories, 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about proposals. And if you have a really, really good one, just don't even try.
We don't want to hear it.
We just want the negative ones. Denise?
Yay.
Proposals, good or bad, what do you got?
Well, it's good and bad and good. I was dating my high school boyfriend all through high school. Year after, we break up, and I've had another guy pursuing me for a while, so we start dating. Oh, he's trying to get his pilot's license, and by that time, I have an office on the top floor of the Wells Fargo cash register building downtown.
Oh, you cool. Fancy.
Yeah, the top floor, amazing view if you can ever get up there.
No, I've been up on the top floor. That's amazing.
Was it on the top, you said? The top floor?
I know. She rubs our face in it like one more time. Got it.
So he rents an airplane to pull a banner right there at the window asking me to marry him.
The first guy or the second guy?
What was that?
The first guy or the second guy?
The second guy that I'm now dating after the high school. But the high school boyfriend sees it. So he calls me and asks if it was me. I say yes. He says, well, then let's get married. I said, too late. you sent me away. So we go about our lives. He moves off to the far other side of the state. I'm married for 22 years, family, all that. That falls apart, and he finds out about it. So now the high school boyfriend and I are back together, married. So good, bad.
Yeah,
good.
But did he rent an airplane? Because if he didn't rent an airplane,
well, it's just a Facebook message.
Thank you for the call, Devin.
Yay!
Proposals, good or bad? What do you got?
So it's a good one. My mom had absolutely no idea it was coming after 30 years of being together with my stepdad.
30 years?
And no idea.
Oh, this blindsided me. Wait, you want to be with me forever?
Yeah, so she had resigned herself to the fact that she would never get married.
Oh.
And so when our family gets together, we have a tradition of getting silly string and getting out in a front yard and silly stringing each other. So the whole family was there. It was New Year's Eve 2022, and we were all standing there getting ready to silly string each other, and my dad pops in front of her and gets on his knee and whips out the ring, and she just starts bawling.
Yeah.
And we're all like, so is that a yes? And she's like, oh, yeah, I have to answer, huh?
And then there's silly string everywhere.
That doesn't feel like a good one. He waited 30.
Broke me down, honey.
Julie?
Yay, guys.
Yay. Proposals. Good or bad? What happened?
I don't actually know which one.
Oh, boy.
So, goodness. What was it? Last week, I've been with my boyfriend for a year and a half now, and he's wonderful. He's amazing. We're really, really, really happy. I feel
I love all that. No. Lip service. Okay.
And she seems so confident about it.
So he invited me over for dinner last week. So cute. He decorated his place. He put a little bow tie on his dog and cooked dinner for me. It was beautiful. Gets on a knee. Starts telling me how much he loves me, how much he can't wait to spend the rest of his life with me,
all
these things that he hasn't planned for the future, gets down on his knee, opens up the ring box, no ring in the box.
What? He was just like, psych.
No, he was horrified, mortified, so confused. He had, it's gone. The ring was just gone and not in the box.
You don't check the box before! You know how many times I check the box? Can I tell you how many times I check the box? I check the box when I put it in my pocket and I get it out of my pocket. It's like when you're on a prom date. Like, I touched my butt 4,000 times on a prom date, making sure my wallet was there. Because you're like, oh God, I'm buying this.
Yeah,
touch your butt. Feel the ring.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that out loud, though.
Right. I did. I was like, hey, Katie, I've touched my butt like 40 times. Okay, so Julie, next, what happened?
Oh, we tore his apartment apart on the floor, on our hands and knees, crawling, looking through the carpet, the couch cushions, everything.
Wait. So will you spend the rest of your life with me open, nothing, so you don't answer yes or no because the ring's not there?
Well, it kind of just pivoted into like, oh my God, where is the ring? He spent so much money on this ring. We need to find this ring. So it's just a mystery. Oh, okay.
You didn't happen to bring a magnifying glass with you, did you?
Okay.
After an hour and a half, we found it.
You did find it.
Oh gosh.
We found it. It was in the drawer. It had slipped out.
Okay.
It was in the drawer.
You don't know how badly I was afraid we were going to have to wait for a movement from the bow tie dog.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, please tell me it hasn't been passed through Rex over there. So, okay. You found it. It's not been through the intestines of a retriever.
Longest hour and a half of my life, but we found it. I'm wearing it. I said yes.
Oh, so you did say yes.
Good. Okay.
After all that,
oh my God. It just seems so awkward to not answer, though. It's like, well, yes, mm-hmm. conditionally upon you finding the thing.
Yeah. I feel like if you're helping look for it, that's an implied yes.
But a question just got asked.
It's an implied yes if you're looking for it. You're not going to hand it back and be like, no. Not-
You show me the ring, I'll give you my answer.
Oh my God, Julie. Congratulations, by the way. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys. One for the bucks.
Amanda?
Yes.
Yay.
Proposals, good or bad, what do you got?
Oh my gosh. So I don't even know what to call him now.
Oh boy. Well, anyway. Probably not husband.
So,
ex? What happened?
So he decided to take me out on like a picnic to this little spot or whatever. So like we had a picnic. And it turns out to be private property. And so while we're eating, the people who owned the property called the police, and they showed up, asked us for our ID. We gave it to him. They ran his ID, and he had a warrant. And they arrested him.
What?
While he was getting arrested, he pulls the ring out, and he goes, I was going to ask you to marry me.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Abort! New mission. New
life sentence here.
Dude, you don't. Dude, don't go through. Like, what are you doing?
Is that a sympathy play to the police?
I mean, you can get out of tickets when you're pulled over and just cry a little bit. And he's like, "Hey, I was gonna propose. Give me a few minutes, and then you're good to go."
I don't think that's how it. If he's got warrants out there, like, never mind. Did you? What did you? You didn't? Did you say yes? What did you say?
I didn't say anything. I said we'll see. That's why I don't know what to call him. I need to wait until like he goes to court and find out what happens.
Wait, this is fresh too.
Oh my
this is
gosh.
A fresh. Okay. Okay, so we don't really. So have you gone to see him? Have you put your hand against the glass and talked to him, or?
No, he's home. I am. They released him or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, okay, so it's like, not bad felony.
Okay,
it's like
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you shoot us back a call or a text once you figure out if you're going to be the new Ms. Felon or not?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.